Each week at this time, we do our best to try to feature musicians or writers or actors or singers who are doing great things in schools and as part of their youth activities. And this week, we're really fortunate to have Lucy Crowley with us. She is 15 and a student at the Ellis School. I understand some of the things she enjoys doing are running and drawing. We'll get to know her a little bit more after we first hear her play. And let me, with great pleasure, introduce you for the first of two pieces this morning to the piano of Lucy Crowley. Beautiful. What's the name of that?
That's The Clown by Kabalevsky.
Very nice. And tell me a little bit about yourself. Where did you go to school before Ellis?
I went to St. Bede's School from preschool 3 all the way to 8th grade.
And when did you start playing piano?
I started piano in second grade.
And what attracted you to learning how to play the piano? Was there one in your house already, or did you know somebody who played?
Well, my two older siblings also started in second grade, so it was kind of a family tradition.
And do you remember at that age, were you eager to start?
Yes, I practiced every day.
I'll bet. Because if I know when I was little, my two older brothers played piano, and I was very excited to be allowed to play the piano because I really wasn't. I still did, but I wasn't encouraged to play the piano when I was 3 or 4. You know, you have to get a little older sometimes to get better. Are you studying with somebody now?
Yes, my teacher is Eileen Nadsam, and she's really been wonderful through the years.
That's great. How long has she been with you?
All the way.
Oh, my goodness. That's quite a long time as you've grown up. But what makes a good piano teacher?
Well, Miss Nadsam is very relaxed, which is really good for playing piano because when I play faster songs, I get stressed out, but she really helps me like slow down and get through all the hard parts by practicing it over and over.
It probably is hard to just sort of lay back. I think a lot of times people, I don't mean you personally, but you end up, because there's some excitement to performance or to doing something outside of yourself, you tend to want to go quicker or even go quicker without realizing that you are doing that.
Yes, that
And
happens to me all the time.
now you like to run. Do you participate in track or any kind of event running?
Yes, I started cross country and track this last year, so this is my second season of cross country.
Excellent. And how far do you run for cross country?
3.1 miles, but that's only for races.
Yeah. And drawing was mentioned too earlier. You like art, apparently. What kinds of work do you like to do, and what materials do you use?
I particularly love drawing, and paper and pencil are pretty much my favorites.
Good. What do you like to draw?
People.
Very good. Now it's early. I'm trying to remember. You're 15. So what grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
Have you thought about life after Ellis yet?
Yes, actually, I just started looking at some art colleges.
Excellent. Which ones are you looking at?
Well, the first one I started looking at was MICA. That's Maryland Institute College of Art.
Excellent. And studying drawing, do you think?
Yes, but I would also like to go into art education.
How come?
Well, I think I don't think I would feel like I was doing enough if I just made art and sold it. And I really like teaching with little kids, so I was thinking I would be able to do like studio classes.
That's a great thought, you know, to be able to do that. Have you had good art education at Ellis?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Well, this is – because you have two songs, this is kind of – wind up being our last chance to talk before your second one. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge? Your dad's here. We should acknowledge him. He's smiling in the corner silently.
Sure. I'd like to say hi to my dad, of course. Hi to Lisa and Mom, who are at home. Laura and John, who might be listening. And my grandma and Aunt Anna Marie.
Excellent. Lauren and John are listening. I know it. I can sense that they're listening right now.
Of course.
I meant to ask you, too, if you play in any ensembles or groups.
Oh, no.
No? It sounds like you wouldn't want to do that either.
No, that would – I don't know if I'm good at playing with other people. I haven't tried it yet, though.
Have you written any songs?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, what are you going to play next?
The next song is called Columbia, Great Rivers of the West by Valerie Roth Rubos.
And I want to thank you very much for being here today, Lucy.
Thank you for having me.
And Lucy Corelli, age 15, 10th grade from the Ellis School. Here she is again. Lucy Corelli, thank you.